Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
I'm Tony Tucker of Berkshire Style. All good things come to those who wait. Amy Brentano, a theater professional who's worked as an actress, director, producer, and teaching artist, has long had a dream of establishing a venue for emerging artists. Last spring, that dream came true when she opened The Foundry. This week, we take a look at the new energy in West Stockbridge. Each week, our millennial writer, Charlotte Penrose, looks around the region for what's happening and shares her recommendations. The most interesting and fun events to come. Here are some of her tips for this week. Details can be found on the website. Olive Again, The Return of Ms. Kittredge. Elizabeth Strout thought she had finished telling the story of Olive Kittredge, her beloved character that won her a Pulitzer Prize and was brought to life by Frances McDormand in an Emmy Award-winning HBO adaptation. But here she is talking about her newest work, Olive Again. According to Strout, one day Olive, quote, appeared very much like she did the first time she ever showed up in my life and said, come in, let's get on with this, end quote. Learn about the return of Olive in this lively conversation with WAMC's Joe Donahue, followed by a book signing at the Hotchiss School in Salisbury, Connecticut. New York City Ballet, a legacy through the repertory. One of the foremost dance companies in the world, the New York City Ballet hosts a roster of spectacular dancers and repertory. Founded in 1948 by George Balanchine and Lincoln Kirsten, the company quickly became the world renowned for its athletic and contemporary style. Jerome Robbins entered the picture the following year, and together they helped build this astounding company and firmly establish it in New York, revolutionizing ballet in the process. This performance is a look at the legacy of the company, exploring the breadth and depth of their vast work at Williams College in Williamstown. Generative Writing Workshops, an Idea Factory. This writing workshop promises to be a fun, productive jumpstart for prose writers of all sorts. Designed to create energy, you'll take your experience in the workshop and apply it to your own work at home. For 2 hours, you'll write prompts, participate in a craft talk, and meet other writers. This intensive workshop will help you generate story starts, some ideas for future pieces, and a new perspective on various aspects of the writing process at the Scoville Memorial Library in Salisbury. Dog Days in New Preston, Canine Calendar Girls. Our furry friends take center stage for annual Dog Day to benefit the Animal Welfare Society. A professional photographer will be there to take pet portraits, and with a donation, your canine companion can grace the pages of the event's 2020 calendar. Then stop by Pergola to commission a caricature of your dog, painted on a washi paper lantern shade. You'll be able to meet the maker of Biloxi Bones, who will share samples of her natural health treats, and other vendors throughout the town, in the town of New Preston. Del Sol Quartet, 21st Century Chamber Music. The Sol Quartet's music has been described as luminous yet corporal by the Los Angeles Times, and hailed for their ravishing performances imbued with a full helping of sinuous charm by the San Francisco Chronicle. The San Francisco-based quartet is a leading force in 21st century chamber music and has twice received the top Chamber Music America Award for adventurous programming. They focus on music that reflects cultural diversity, advocates works by world-renowned and emerging composers, and collaborates across disciplines. They'll be performing at the Foundry in West Stockbridge, a new venue in town. Check out our website for further information. Just click on Happening This Week on the homepage of Berkshire Style. Our other features can also be accessed from the homepage. Please support our advertisers. Just click on the ads themselves that link directly to their websites. Out on a Limb. Last month, we went out to supper, my husband, our son, his stepchild, and my brother. We went to the Swiss Hut in Egremont on what should have been Pete's and my 50th anniversary, if we hadn't taken a 16-year sabbatical to work through our individual issues. Nevertheless, it felt like a golden wedding anniversary to me. Thus begins Catherine Boughton's essay on the many names one can accrue in one's lifetime. She calls it the name game. Our favorite thing. The leaves turn and days grow shorter, so it must be time for the 20th annual Film Columbia, the Crandall Theatre's signature program. The eight-day festival of world-class films representing major studios, independents, international films, animated features, documentaries, and children's short films begins this Friday. We recommend good movies. Berkshire Kitchen. This past weekend, Jane had a soup-a-thon, a day that she spent making several soups to freeze and enjoy as the weather gets cooler. With her love of cooking, there's nothing she enjoys more than making soup. And when she comes up with a recipe that works the first time, it's extra special. That's what happened last weekend when she created chickpea, celeriac, and arugula soup. Country Homes, a classic federal colonial in Richmond, Massachusetts, is sited on over 3 acres and beautifully appointed with 10 rooms, 5 bedrooms, 2 wood-burning fireplaces, and a large country kitchen filled with sunlight. Tastefully decorated with a palette of soft natural tones, the mechanical systems have all been updated in this gem of a property. The large barn garage offers parking for 3 vehicles. Behind the page. Many years ago when I was young, I was passionate about my nation and my world. I marched tirelessly with my daughter on my back against the Vietnam War for equal rights for us all, both integration and women's rights. I'm still passionate and reflect on the state of civil rights, women's rights, impeachment, and the new disturbing issue of gun violence. We also have a new feature for autumn, a downloadable fact sheet in history of the upcoming holiday of Halloween. Our new site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone, waiting for you to visit. We're very proud of our new look. We're an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. Have a wonderful week.